Dictation for Geral, G-E-R-A-L-D, Bashor, B-A-S-H-O-R-E, April 1538, addresses a letter to Dr. Abid, A-B-I-D, Khan, K-H-A-N, 8025083. Dear Dr. Khan, consultation for Mr. Bashor with progressive renal failure, comes accompanied with wife, recently evaluated emergency room Claire, C-L-A-R-E, abnormal chemistries, as he was not having symptoms, no admission, and we are seeing him as soon as possible. They were supposed to do a CT scan, abdomen and pelvis, has not been done yet. For some reason, appointment delay, February 24. We are requesting to do it today. Patient is hard of hearing, uses a walker. He's aware of kidney problems for many years. Reviewing electronical medical records, there has been multiple admissions for urinary tract infection with acute and chronic renal failure and toxic metabolic encephalopathy. Has been taking prophylaxis antibiotics. He has a history of bladder prostate cancer with cystectomy. Locally follows with Dr. Mills, M-I-L-L-S, urology. He also has a history of Crohn's disease, total colectomy, has an ileostomy. He says his weight is stable, appetite variable, denies vomiting dysphagia, denies abdominal pain, no blood in the urine or in the ileal output, has chronic edema, chronic bilateral knee arthritis, denies claudication symptoms, discolor of the toes, is unsteady but no recent falling episode, denies chest pain palpitation, does have dyspnea on activity, no purulent material hemoptysis, no orthopnea PND, no sleep apnea, some bruises of the skin, no bleeding nose gums, no fever headaches. Next paragraph. Past medical history. For bladder prostate cancer cystectomy, has bilateral hydronephrosis. Within the last few years, Dr. Mills cystoscopy retrograde, no obstruction or malignancy. He denies diabetes hypertension. He denies coronary artery disease or heart problems. He did have an inferior vena cava filter, but denies pulmonary embolism. Abnormal CT scan cerebellum, but no admission for a stroke. Denies chronic liver abnormalities. There has been no active kidney stones. Isolated tonic-clonic seizure back in 2019 at the time of encephalopathy sepsis. Has not received radiation treatment or chemotherapy. Total colectomy done, but I'm not aware of colon cancer. Next paragraph, surgeries include appendix, a number of basal and melanoma cell cancer removal, bilateral lens implant, tonsil adenoids, falling hip fracture repair left-sided, inferior vena cava filter, the total cystectomy, the total colectomy. Some kind of vein procedure. Right lower extremity, next paragraph. He started smoking age 13 until age 68, 1.5 packs per day. Used to drink whiskey, discontinued 10 years ago. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, side effects reported to penicillin sulfa, cefalexin, and genfibrosil. Next paragraph, medication list review, aspirin, B12, Bento, Lofibra, iron pill, Flonase, Imodium, magnesium replacement, Megestrol, which apparently he's using for night sweats, albuterol inhaler as needed, prophylaxis, fosfomycin for urinary tract infection, Prilosec, Requip, bicarbonate replacement, and vitamin D. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above, otherwise is negative. Next paragraph, on physical exam, 70 inches tall, weight 179, hard of hearing but normal speech, no severe respiratory distress, some degree of muscle wasting. Blood pressure 120/68 on the right, 120/70 on the left. No facial asymmetry, no palpable thyroid, lymph nodes, carotid, Brewer's, or JBD. Distant breath sounds, but clear, no consolidation, pleural effusion, isolated premature beats on the background or regular rhythm. Ileal loop for urine on the middle right. Ileostomy on the left side without blood in the stools. No abdominal distension tenderness, no gross palpable liver spleen. Pulses are present but decrease. No gangrene ulcerations. Some distal cyanosis, minimal edema. Some discolor of the fingernails and toenails. Diffuse whiteness there. No focal deficit. He's able to get in and out of the stretcher. Next paragraph, we are repeating chemistries. Creatinine, back in September last year, was a 3 for a GFR of 20, November 2.8, GFR 22, and presently has fluctuated from 4.1 down to 3.9 for a GFR around 14-15. On magnesium replacement, running low at 1.2. Phosphorus elevated 4.9. Calcium normal at 9. Albumin 4.4 normal. EUN at 72, high potassium 5.4, normal sodium, low bicarbonate 16 with a high chloride 117, anemia 9.2, large red blood cells 104 with a normal platelet count, normal white blood cell, and differential. The most recent urine culture from January 24, Citrobacter, MRSA, Klebsiella oxytoca, with urine analysis, 2 plus of blood, 2 plus of protein, 2 numerous to count white blood cells, many bacteria. In that opportunity, blood cultures times 2 remains negative. Lactic acid was not elevated. Procalcitonin was also normal. I requested an urgent CT scan, abdomen and pelvis. No contrast was done. It shows bilateral severe hydronephrosis. A lesion on the left. On the superior left renal pole, 2.8 centimeters, not simple, and a sludge on the gallbladder or stones. This appears to be stable to the last comparison to January 2020. I review report. dystascopy Dr. Mills, without a malignancy or obstruction on the retrograde. There has been no vein thrombosis October 2021. The last echo is 2017. In that opportunity, preserved ejection fraction, minor valve abnormalities, for the most part, no major issues. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Patient has acute on chronic versus progressive chronic kidney disease, obstructed uropathy from prior history of bladder, prostate cancer, status post-cystectomy, multiple episodes of urinary tract infection, difficult to ascertain. Many of these will be contaminant. There was no evidence of acute abdomen or sepsis. He's tolerating diet. He's facing dialysis. He mentioned that he will do if he has to. He has chronic metabolic acidosis, in part related to ileostomy losses from total colectomy from Crohn's disease, already on bicarbonate replacement. There is no evidence of volume overload. He might be in the dry side. He has anemia, which is slightly multifactorial. No documented external bleeding. There is evidence of macrocytosis. He has, for the most part, preserved nutrition, chronic low magnesium from GI losses. I do not see recent B12 folic acid, B12 folic acid or thyroid. Prior liver function test has not been elevated. We will continue educating patient and wife, the meaning of advanced renal failure, the options that he has for potential dialysis given the extensive abdominal surgeries. Home peritoneal dialysis is not an option for him. Also considering his age, he needs to clarify how aggressive he wants to be. I do not see any nephrotoxic agents. I will keep you posted. End of dictation.